This is TWiT.
It would be easy, very easy, to look at all of these incidents and say, it's just normal. This is totally normal. People get upset, especially when you pack them together, especially when you make them travel. Traveling is one of the most stressful experiences that we have as humans. But I think that's the easy way out. I think that's the too easy explanation of something that may be far more complicated and far more meritorious of our attention. I think that we've forgotten how to talk to one another. Now hold on. Before you jump to conclusions, before you call me crazy, because you can do that later on, hear me out. In each case, two passengers had a disagreement and immediately resorted to yelling, to screaming, and physical violence. There was no attempt at a conversation about what was fair. There was no give and take leading to a compromise. There was instead an assertion of, this is my right, this is what I'm entitled to do, and therefore you are in the wrong, from both sets of passengers. And when that wasn't honored, violence ensued. Now, this isn't new. I'm not saying that this is a new phenomenon, that this is only happening now, that this is, you know, something that's occurring within the last 2, 3, 10 years. There's always been conflict whenever humans have a conflict over resources. But this feels a little bit different. I think that maybe we may be seeing one of the consequences of the internet generation. Okay, now, don't get me wrong. I think the internet is a fantastic platform for the free sharing of ideas. I think that it's a way to bypass the traditional media filters. I think that the synchronous exchange of content is an ideal thing to have in the world. But I also believe that anonymity is a big part of what makes the internet so socially disruptive. And I mean that in a good way. I in no way, shape, or form believe that we should place blame on the internet. I don't think we should demonize it. I don't think that we should get rid of it. I don't think that we should regulate it. I don't think we should tell people what they can and cannot do on the internet. But instead, I think we should all take a step back and look at what it's doing to us and what it's doing to the way that we relate with other people. The danger of such ubiquitous, unrestrained, anonymous communication is that we've started to spend more time talking at people than with them. Again, this is a major generalization. You could say this about many different parts of many different eras in the history of humankind, but the internet has now enabled it to be so easy to do. I no longer have to have a conversation with someone. I can post. I no longer have to have an intelligent communication with someone. I can make a snarky comment. I no longer have to defend my views. I can be a troll. Now, let's step forward a little bit. Another example of this would be that today, the most popular gaming YouTuber on the planet, PewDiePie, announced his decision to turn off YouTube comments and leave them off. Now, he's starting to feel that YouTube comments are no longer fostering useful interaction with fans. Instead, he's going to turn to Twitter and to Reddit and hopefully moderate the communication so that he can get better interaction without what he calls the spam and the self-promotion and just the straight-up trolling. I think what PewDiePie is experiencing is just another example, a microcosm of that larger problem I spoke of before, which is, we've forgotten how to speak to one another. We've forgotten what a polite conversation sounds like. We've forgotten how to properly make our arguments, how to properly defend ourselves to someone else, how to properly convince someone that maybe they could take our viewpoint. Instead, we have, as the internet generation, and I include myself in this, I do this all the time, we have reduced ourselves to the next witty comment. We've reduced ourselves to the next snarky tweet. We've reduced ourselves to the next bumper sticker piece of wisdom and forsaken deeper, more meaningful, more intelligent conversation. And it's not just the trolls and the spam and the haters and the flame wars. I think that we've all accepted this as normal. I mean, this is not just people who are on the internet. This is what this generation is doing. This is what we as a society have agreed to do. And I think it leaks out into the way that we look at complex social issues. I think as we look at things like conflicts around the world or the issues of privacy or whether or not the government should be in our business, just go down the list of all the current events from the last year or two, it's changed the way that we consider our rights, the way we consider ourselves, the way we consider our obligations to those around us have, I think, been lost, been forgotten, maybe changed for the worse. Now, I don't want to make this nostalgia. I'm not saying back in our days we had perfect communication, because we didn't. This internet thing is something that we're still sorting out. It's still something that we're bringing to maturity. However, I think we have this wonderful opportunity, this teaching moment, this thing that I talk about a lot, this chance to actually form the same sort of communication that's forming us, to look at the way we communicate, to look at the way we relate with one another, ultimately to look at the way that we value one another and say, is this the best way to communicate? Is this the best way to debate? Is this the best way to have a conversation? I think if we figure out that part, then we'll be a little bit closer to what it means to be a truly connected society.